with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Tropical Storm Francine is moving through the Gulf of Mexico with increasing strength and is expected to reach hurricane status sometime today before reaching landfall in Louisiana. A storm surge warning in effect for an area stretching from just east of Houston to the mouth of the Mississippi River south of New Orleans. Speaking to WVUE, Jefferson Parish Emergency Management Director Joe Valiente says residents should spend Tuesday readying their homes and gathering supplies.
Hurricane your proof as much as possible. Hurricane your home as much as possible. Make sure you got a full tank of gas when you start. That it's a reasonable expectation that we're going to lose power for Wednesday and probably even into Thursday, depending on the level of damage.
Rains from Francine drenched parts of northeast Mexico on Monday, causing flooding and closing schools. The fire continues to threaten thousands of homes as it burns just east of L.A. Firefighters are hoping cooler weather coming in will give them the upper hand. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will debate each other tonight in Philadelphia at 9 p.m. Eastern. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Tonight's debate could be the only face-to-face encounter between the two presidential hopefuls. Trump has proposed additional debates, but Harris has only agreed on tonight's debate so far. Polls continue to show a dead heat nationally and close margins in the handful of battleground states that are expected to decide the election. Tonight's 90-minute debate from Philadelphia's National Constitution Center can be heard on the Salem Radio Network beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Greg Clugston, Philadelphia.
The Dow is down 226 points, but the Nasdaq adding 49. This is SRN News. A California city fights back.
Huntington Beach says it will sue the state over a new law that bars teachers from informing parents that their child is living as the opposite sex in school. City Attorney Michael Gates tells the Daily Signal that legal action is necessary because, quote, the state has been overreaching beyond constitutional bounds for years, and it's about time that somebody or someone stands up against it. We are going to do everything in our power to protect our children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates in South Dakota claiming that doctors can't rely on a new video that is designed to give clear guidance to physicians for life-threatening situations. The Republican majority legislature approved the video earlier this year. In it, South Dakota Department of Health Secretary Melissa Magstadt talks about current abortion law and various pregnancy medical complications that could allow a woman to terminate her pregnancy. This is SRN News. SpaceX plans another milestone achievement later this week.
If all goes according to plan, it will be the first spacewalk by a private citizen. Billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and a crew of three launched before dawn Tuesday from Florida. Soaring higher than the International Space Station late Wednesday or early Thursday, they plan on trying out their new spacesuits by stepping outside their capsule. But they won't go very far, keeping a hand or foot in contact with the capsule the entire time. Rich Thomason reports.
New Hampshire primary voters picking candidates for governor, Congress, and the entire state legislature. The outcomes will set the stage for short but intense general election campaigns. New Hampshire is among the last states to hold state primary elections. Today's winners will have just 8 weeks to woo voters before November 5th. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.